Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Downtown San Francisco has been slow to bounce back to its pre-pandemic hustle and bustle, much more so than other big cities, including New York. For more on this, we are joined now in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Metier. Phil, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. As always, what are some of the big differences here? What is New York doing that maybe San Francisco could do? We also should note that New York has a much higher population.
It does. It does. And it's a much more competitive area back east than it is in laid-back California. But I've got to tell you, Melissa, this is getting to be very interesting and scary at the same time. By July, we had expected the downtown to really start rolling back. Do you remember that was the latest projection after one, after the other by July? Well, it hasn't happened. The fact of the matter is that while San Francisco and the Bay Area, but particularly downtown San Francisco, is coming out of the COVID pandemic and the restrictions that were imposed on them and the downturn in tourism and other things that resulted as that, not only are we making a slow comeback to that, but we are coming out into a time now of economic uncertainty. So now what the insiders are telling me in the business world is, and in the development world, is it's not just about the virus or pre-pandemic or post-pandemic, but it's also about the tax structure. It's about the cost of living. It's about the decisions to relocate workforces in other cities rather than expand in San Francisco. And rather than a comeback, they're looking for something new to come in and replace the tech, which has been the quickest to leave.
Wasn't downtown San Francisco having its struggles before COVID?
It was. And COVID, one thing COVID did was it exacerbated or accelerated a lot of social changes. I mean, I don't think we were all living on Zoom before COVID, but we certainly all know what it is now. People weren't working, were working from home, but not nearly in the numbers that they are now. And so what we had in downtown San Francisco, we had high rents, we had low occupancies, we had a lot of street problems, as whether it was crime or mentally ill on the streets. We had a difficult commute. All of those things, Eric, were in place before. The question is afterwards is, do you still want to do that? And the options were opened up to a lot of people to go, and they did. Now, it's interesting to note that New York, which has seen a much bigger comeback for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is they still are the financial hub of the United States and a large part of the world. And that is a much more competitive, you get in the office and you work attitude. Ours was based on tech and tourists. The tourists, especially the Asians, are still staying away. And the tech people, well, they're a little more lax when it comes to working at home and a little more encouraging on it. And that's what we're seeing there. So we're a nicer place to live, but still fewer people are choosing to live here right now.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, KCBS insider Phil Metier, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.